You've likely heard of the argument, fish versus farms, that farmers feel slighted that they have to fight for water allocations with endangered fish. Now that fight is playing out in Washington, D.C., where the Trump administration has fast-tracked a process to deliver more water to farms. But an investigation by KQED reveals those changes are raising alarm among federal employees. To learn more, FM89's Carrie Klein interviewed KQED science reporter Lauren Summer.
What it has to do with is these rules that govern this very important water infrastructure in California. I mean, water travels hundreds of miles in this state, you know, all the way up from Shasta Dam, all the way down to San Diego. But one of the key pieces of infrastructure is in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, and it's these massive pumping plants. And there are rules that govern these plants because these plants are so powerful, they actually can harm endangered fish like endangered salmon and Delta smelt. And right now, the Trump administration is in the process of rewriting those rules, which will affect how much water makes it to the San Joaquin Valley and how much water stays in the ecosystem for the fish.
And at the center of this story that you wrote is a biological assessment that was released in early February. And then the Trump administration has given federal scientists very little time to review the assessment, and that will impact how much water farmers get.
Yeah, I mean, here's how it works. The Bureau of Reclamation writes this biological assessment. It's basically their idea about how they want to run the pumps and all the dams and water infrastructure and how much water they want to supply to their contractors, many of which are in the Central Valley. So that biological assessment came out. It said they want to increase the annual water flow, the annual water supply by about 500,000 acre feet, which is like it can be 10 to 15% depending on the type of year. But what happens now is that federal biologists actually have to look at this plan and evaluate, is it going to hurt fish or is it going to help them? If it's going to actually jeopardize the existence of these fish and make them go extinct, then these federal wildlife biologists have to kind of rewrite the rules. And so that's what's happening right now is these federal biologists are looking at the rules. But President Trump last fall put out a memo very specifically about this decision, saying that those federal biologists had 135 days to do that very complex analysis. Now, last time this was done 10 years ago, it took much longer, 80% longer to do it. So that's raised some concerns about whether or not these biologists have enough time to really do a thorough job.
Yeah, and so what are the concerns that you're seeing, hearing, reading about, and how did you find them?
Yeah, so I put in a Freedom of Information Act request and I got some emails from these federal biologists that actually have to look at these rules for salmon and for some other fish species. They raised some flags. They were saying, you know, one, they didn't have the staff and resources to do this review. That was even before this timeline was sped up by President Trump. So they were worried that they didn't have all the people that they needed to actually do it. They were a bit worried that the Bureau of Reclamation was kind of tipping in favor of water supply as opposed to endangered fish, that in cases maybe where the science isn't exactly clear what the fish need, that the Bureau of Reclamation was pushing in favor of water supply. You know, a number of kind of flags that were also raised have to do with the public and scientific review. When these rules were done 10 years ago, the wildlife agencies put them out for independent scientific review with an outside group of scientists that looked at the science and kind of weighed in. Through that process, the public could actually get involved. They could go to these public meetings and kind of see what was going on and what these independent scientists thought. And this timeline right now is so aggressive that the wildlife agencies, they don't have the time to do this full review like last time. They may get a few outside scientists to weigh in, but it won't be publicly accessible. So, you know, that's kind of raised another concern because these rules are very controversial. They're very important to many people in this state. And, you know, I think a lot of people want to make sure that a thorough job is done.
Right. And so a lot of these emails that you're seeing, they're revealing that people feel that the Trump administration is really cutting corners here in this whole process.
Yeah. I mean, certainly like there's a lot of perspectives on this. There are people that rely on this water that want to see these decisions made really quickly. And that's totally understandable. But I think the tension is that there's going to be lawsuits over these rules no matter what. That's what happened last time that these pumping rules kind of came out. And what these lawsuits do is they try to show that the government hasn't done a thorough job. And if these people can prove that in court, that means these rules have to be rewritten again. So you know, certainly there are people arguing that these are important decisions that need to be made quickly, but having a thorough scientific review makes it a lot more likely that these rules will stand up in court. So that's at least why it's in the federal government's best interest to make sure that they do a good job in the first place.
And of course, another added wrinkle here is that the acting Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, used to be a lawyer for Westlands Water District, which is the biggest irrigation district in the country that's poised to benefit most from increased water allocations here as well.
Yeah, certainly critics of Bernhardt have been very aggressive in pointing this out, that they feel he's had a very close relationship, obviously, with Westlands Water District. You know, he, as an attorney for them, he led the legal challenge against these pumping rules that we've just been talking about. So he was leading the legal defense to kind of take them apart. So there are people that are concerned that now that he's in charge of two of the agencies that are writing these rules, that that relationship is going to show up in the final rules. The New York Times has certainly reported that he's been personally involved in kind of directing some of this stuff, even though he was at the time under federal ethics rules not to lobby on this issue. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of waiting to see what these federal biologists kind of come up with in the final version of these rules, which would probably be out in about mid-June.
So when it comes to this discussion of fish versus farms, I mean, growers on the west side of the San Joaquin Valley have been allocated 55% of the total water in their contract. That's up from the 35% announced last month. But still, a lot of growers are angry about their allocations. And I imagine if they're hearing this, many are saying, yeah, agriculture should get preference for water over fish in the Delta.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the perennial tension, right, about water in California, is how to balance all of these needs. Because, yes, there's thousands and thousands of jobs that depend on this water. And these fish, you know, are at risk of going extinct. So this is kind of just the crux of what we fight over in this state. But there are a lot of other things going on, too. I just want to flag at a big high-level policy kind of angle. You know, one other thing that's going on is there's these voluntary settlement agreements going. I know it sounds like very wonky and technical, but essentially you've got a lot of different people involved with the Delta that need water from the Delta doing negotiations right now about how to share water better. This is because the State Water Board is putting together a new plan for how water should flow through the Delta. We already saw that happen on the San Joaquin River. The state is continuing that process for the Sacramento side of things and the Delta. And so all these water districts are kind of negotiating now about how do we share water better when people are out of water? How do some people give up water? How are they compensated for that water? So, you know, just to flag that there's a lot of moving processes happening right now. There are some very important conversations beyond these pumping rules that really could affect how water is shared in this state. A lot of people are very hopeful that there's going to be something really productive that comes out of this.
KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.